Okay.
So again, we're continuing Siman Dalet, and on page 19. And yesterday we were discussing about Negavasser, when we wash our hands in the morning. So let's say you woke up early before Amud HaShachar. And that Amud HaShachar is not, it's what we call a los, it's not sunrise. It's before sunrise. There's a whole discussion on how far in front of sunrise that would be. The same type of discussion that we have, how much time do you have after sunset to the day ends, let's say Shabbos endings, or it's the same thing happens in the beginning of the day, right? Again, we can understand that very simply. You know, the day doesn't just start. It's not just so like Hashem turns on the light or turn off the light. You know, it's a process, as is true with everything. So, therefore, when does that process end and start and end? So that's an issue. So now, again, for our purposes, we were discussing, let's say, a person, person got up before sunrise, which again happens to people, and they washed and everything, but then it becomes alos again, etzachama. So do they have to wash again? So that is a shaila. Even the Machaber says it's a liesh li stapek, and therefore you should wash again, but without a bracha. Again, the idea is that at Amud HaShachar, when the new day arrives, the ruach ra comes back and rests upon someone, on the person's fingertips. And then we talked about Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, so again, people do this, right? People wake up not only early for chakras, but even earlier, right? And come to shul or learn at home or learn in shul or way before. So again, the issue is, would he have to wash again? That's a shaila. So then Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said that that doesn't mean as soon as it's halos, you have to run and wash. If you're learning or you're davening or whatever, so you could wait. And again, you could also walk more than four amos. And this is like, apparently, according to everyone, it's on a different level than the base washing that we do. So let's take it a little further. Right? Let's stay a little further. And Tesvav on page 19, second line, towards the end of the line. So the Machaber says, Yashain Bayom. Someone slept during the day. Right? Yeshli Stapek. Im Tsar Klaros Maim Aleihem Shosh Pa'amim. Again, Yeshli Stapek again. It's a suffix. Whether you have to wash. Whether you have to wash again three times alternating. And therefore, again, the Ramah says, like he said before, V'yit lamber bracha. So therefore, like we said before, by waking up early or by staying up all night or all the wash, but without a bracha, right? Because, again, when the general rule is for almost all brachas, except for Birchas HaTorah and benching, if you're not sure about them, don't do them. Don't do the bracha, right? So this happens. Somebody, again, now we're not talking about Madrega and stuff like that, but, you know, somebody drank some water and they forgot. Did I make a brain the fashos? Or did I make a shahakal? They don't remember. Again, so leaving around aside the hashkafa, like where are you, even if you didn't make the bracha. But leaving that aside, but again, in general, in those cases, we do not repeat the bracha. Sufik brachos lahakel. So same thing here. So now, again, this comes up a lot. For example, by Shabbos, right? People take a Shabbos nap. What Shabbos without a Shabbos nap? Unless you have little kids, then you know what that means. So, would you wash or would you not? So again, you'd wash but without a bracha.
How long do you have to sleep?
We're going to get to that. That's next. That's our next issue. So that brings us to Tes Zion. David HaMelech Haya Nizhar Shalolishon Shitin Nishmin. David would be careful not to sleep 60 Nishmin. So the Ramah explains, Perush Shishim Nishimos, 60 like breaths. 60 breaths. Why? He would be careful not to sleep that long. Kadesh lo li'itam tam misa. Because as we mentioned before, this whole idea revolves around the fact that sleeping is on 1/60th of death. Right? So if you sleep 60 breaths, so then it could be construed as you know, like you were completely out, chas v'shalom. You know, it's very interesting, and I think in America we also say it, right? I was dead to the world, right? They say that. I was so asleep, I was like dead to the world. That's right. You were. So again, and we all know what Misa does to a person, or we don't, Baruch Hashem, don't know. So therefore we washed. Therefore, David wanted to stay away from that experience. So therefore, he would not sleep 60 nishmin, 60 breaths. And then the Ramah says, Gemara Perkei Yashin Mashma, the Ramah says, that seems from the Gemara, the Dafka Bayom Hayan Nizhar, they just be careful not to sleep this amount just during the day. But at night, he would sleep, you know, whatever he felt was necessary. Right? He would sleep. Now, there's a... there's a Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav that, again, this is the Ramah's opinion, that was just during the day he was careful, but not at night. David would sleep whatever he felt was requisite, was needed. So, Mishnah Berurah brings down Achronim that say in that Gemara that the Ramah is citing, it just said about Adam Orayim, but David himself, even at night, maybe was careful about not sleeping too long. So then you're going to say, like, who cares? So then the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a nafkamina for us, if someone's a baal nefesh, to be machmir on himself during the day, should he be careful just during the day? Again, so it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, in other words, don't expect someone to sleep so little at night, right? There's a whole story about the Vilna Gaon, Talmidim, anyways, about sleeping, getting the necessary amount of sleep. But again, we're just talking about maybe there's an idea of just being careful during the day. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'ein Shabbos b'chalzeh," but sleeping on Shabbos is not included in this. Again, we're talking about Wednesday, right? Thursday, that maybe again there's a concept. We're not talking about Chas v'Shalom, lo aleinu, somebody's sick. You know, like, we're not talking about that. But again, is there a concept that a person should be careful? Not so again, this is not a halacha, but again, the Mishnah Berurah says, is there an idea, is there a concept that a baal nefesh should be machmir during the day? So again, now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say a very important idea, and that is if you can't learn without sleeping in the afternoon, like some people, you know, whatever, they have to take a nap in the afternoon. So then, again, you should take one, but don't make it too long, because again, you won't be able to learn. And then he says, the ayin sham od shegam zeh lo tia kavanaso lahanas atzmo, that when you sleep during the day, it shouldn't be for pleasure. Rak la avodaso yisparach, a famous idea. The reason why we sleep is so we could serve Hashem, right? And that applies also to nighttime also. I can't learn, I can't daven, I can't, right? I'm just zonked. So I have to sleep. I was telling to my wife a couple days ago, a lot of times at night I am just, you know, I wake up a lot, Baruch Hashem, early, and as always, all of us do, gets a little late, and you know, mamish physically. I said, it's an amazing thing to make the brachos in the morning. Right? And also the sakwivin or that. Like, you're just rejuvenated. How does that... That's an amazing thing. That Hashem makes sleep, that the body comes back and you feel better. It's a k'nai nahar. It's like an amazing thing. You see, chas v'shalom, some people can't sleep well. It's a terrible thing. You know, you can't function. But again, the deeper idea is we have to sleep. When we sleep, is to have in mind, you know, I'll wake up with Meretz Hashem after a good night's sleep, and I'll be able to daven better, I'll be able to learn better again, right? Okay, now, so as was asked, so then the big question, the $64,000 question, as they used to say, is what is this 60 breaths? Now again, so the 60 breaths is important for us, because if you sleep the 60 breaths, so then you have to wash upon rising. Now again, we learned before, daytime napping, okay, but bottom line is day, night, whatever. If you sleep 60 shisha nishmin, so then you have to wash, right? Out of bracha, whatever, right? But the question is, how much is this? Now again, think about it in a lot of different ways. Again, you sleep during the day, do you have to, after a nap, do you have to wash at night, you know? Class is shown, like we were talking about before, sometimes people can't sleep. I didn't sleep that night. Do I have to wash in the morning? Like I really. So the question is, same thing. Or a shavuos night, right? Always find somebody who slept. Well, how much do you have to sleep? I didn't sleep that much. How much do you have to sleep? So the answer is this amount, shita nishmin. So if you look in the Be'er Halacha Yud Gimel, so it says, David shita nishmin, Rabu ba deos b'shir zeh. There's many different opinions. How much is this shita nishmin? Yesh omrim. Some say, duhu, next page, shlosh sos. It's 3 hours. 3 hours. Right, Mahada Arizal Hayyoshim v'Shabbos Shtayim v'Shoshos, because the proof is that the Arizal and Shabbos would sleep 2 or 3 hours. V'yesh Dochen, and some would say that that's not a proof from the Arizal. The Shani Tamal Chacham v'Shabbos the Mitzvah Aneg v'Shabbos, because it's no proof from Tamal Chacham. Obviously, the Arizal fits that bill, because a Shabbos is made for. For people are Tamil Chum for Oneg. People are not Tamil Chum. Shabbos is made to learn, right? They're busy working the rest of the week. So when are you going to learn? Okay, obviously you have to learn every day. But you know, like to sit down and really have like a nice side stretch. Shabbos, not working. But Tamil Chum during the rest of the week is learning all the time. So what should he be doing on Shabbos? He has to replenish himself, right? You know, people think you know, learning yeshiva is easy. It ain't, I could tell you. I'm not saying I was so good at it, but you know, the hours and to concentrate, it's very mentally and physically exhausting. So you need a day off. Okay? So some say that it's not that. And also, it doesn't prove anything from their results sleeping on Shabbos. The Shema Yoneir come upon him, but so Shinyaso, well, Yashon the Shitin Ishmin, the Pamachas, because maybe he woke up. You know, people do this, right? They wake up, they look at the clock, and they're up for a little while, you know, and then they fall back asleep after maybe 5 minutes. But they broke up the stretch. Okay, so right now we got one opinion. Again, people ask Kash on that opinion, that it's 3 hours. V'yesh omrim du yoser mechatzisha. And some say it's a little more than a half an hour. V'yesh omrim du shir me'at yoser mishlosh minut. Some say it's a little more than 3 minutes. It's very cute. Like in my Mishnah Berurah, I think it was printed in Israel. So they have a little targum and on the bottom they say dakot, right? Because somebody, like in Israel, they don't know what a minut is, right? So, but we know what a minute is. Okay? So again, so what do we got? We got 3 minutes, a half an hour, 3 hours. And the Marsham, and also the Malbim, and the Arzus Sochayim brings down, from the Zohar, they bring down 6 hours. They bring down 6 hours. The Marsham, and also the Malbim, and both from the Zohar. Again, everybody knows I don't learn Zohar. I just quote the Zohar from sources that I do know, right? Or I could understand, or supposedly understand. So again, so that's what we have. The Marsham and the Malbim say 6 hours. Mishnah Berurah says 3. But it seems, according to most poskim, that the Chofetz Chaim comes out like that middle level, half an hour. A little more than a half an hour. So you know, this is what we do on Shavuos, if we could find somebody, which not we can't always do, that somebody slept for a half an hour. Half an hour. So again, that is the shitin nishmin that we usually talk about. Now again, so for us, it's important because if somebody slept that amount, so then they should wash, maybe without bracha, but wash. If you slept less than that, so you wouldn't necessarily have to wash. Okay?
Is this a halacha half hour or a secular half hour?
I would assume it's a regular half an hour. That's what we usually do.
30.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Well, see, the Bir Halach said, Hu yoser, to hu yo, it's a little more, so I don't know how much little more. 31 minutes?
36 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. So, again, it's somewhere around a half an hour, a little more than a half an hour. Somebody said 25 minutes, so then that's too little. So, again, that's extremely important. Oh, before I totally forgot. I'm really sorry. But last night, when I came home, I had a message from Rand, one of our Ernst Wild attendees, and he asked a very good question. That's a couple good questions. But what we're talking about yesterday, one of the things we're talking about is that when you wash Negelwasser, you should make sure it doesn't go on something that people would walk on. You have to be careful how you dispose of it, because it could be that it could transfer, right? So Rand asks, so well, wait a minute, how about when you dry your hands on a towel? Is a towel now a problem? I thought this was a very good question. So I was looking around. So the Mishnah Berurah later, when he's talking about Mayim Achronim, says that you can wash Mayim Achronim also. That's Melech Sdomis. So you shouldn't wash also on the ground. It should go into a vessel. But he says if you have chips of wood, right? You see them a lot now. People get rid of their lawn and they have wood chips, and then the wood chips end up all over the place, right? So if you have something like that, so you could wash on them, because the Ruach Ra, the Melech Sdomis, is spread out. It's diversified. It's diffused.
Dispersed.
Yeah, dispersed. So I was thinking maybe the same thing as with a towel. I don't know. It spreads out, right? And so maybe that's because you see nobody worries about a towel. So I think I didn't see anybody actually discuss a towel. But I think maybe that's the answer, is that it would be like the twigs or the wood chips. And again, we could ask that maybe it's not the same thing. My machronim is this. But you see, everybody uses a towel, right? Everybody's always used a towel. In fact, we saw, right, the Mishnah Berurah talked about when we talk about making the bracha, that do you have to dry your hands? Do you not have to dry your hands? But, people talk about drying your hands, right? So it must not be a problem. So the question is, but why isn't it a problem? Okay? So that's what I figured. Now, tomorrow, Amir Tzashem Lineder, we'll go on to Yud Ches. Yud Ches is a very famous halacha about, now again, we're talking about Negelwasser, but there's other things we have to wash for. Again, this is a very interesting halacha, because in the halacha we're going to put a bunch of things together, and we'll see. Sometimes you have to wash for Ruach Ra. Sometimes you have to wash for hygiene reasons. Now, as we'll discuss tomorrow, Meretz HaShem, there's a very big difference between the two. The difference is, for Ruach Ra, we saw you have to alternate hands three times. You have to splash at least three times, or else the Ruach Ra is not gone. If you say it's for hygiene reasons, you could just wash your hands. Just wash your hands, right? Or even without, we'll ask Dr. Fauci about that. But we'll leave that alone. Okay, but Amir Tashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Okay, Yashkoach, everyone.